This is the Janet Murray Show, episode 370.
You're listening to the Janet Murray Show. Tune in every week for practical marketing advice that will help you make more money in your business. And now, here's your host, Janet Murray.
This episode is part of a week-long challenge to help you improve your Facebook page engagement. There's three main ways you can use the content. So number one, you can take part in the challenge with me live. It's happening between September 16th and 22nd, 2019. And if you sign up for the challenge over at janetmurray.co.uk/Facebook Page Challenge, you'll get a daily email with a small task to complete that's designed to help you increase the engagement on your Facebook page this week. We also have a dedicated Facebook group where you can hang out with others taking part in the challenge, and there'll be some exciting things going on, like prizes and leaderboards, and I'll be doing everything I can to incentivize you to grow your engagement on your Facebook page this week. Number two, if you're listening in the future, you can still take part in the challenge. So if you go to that URL, janetmurray.co.uk/Facebook Page Challenge, you can still take part and you can work through the materials at your own pace. But the only difference that you might find is that the Facebook group, depending on when you join the challenge, the Facebook group may not still be open, but it really depends on when you join the challenge. And finally, number three, if you choose, you can decide just to take these podcast episodes as standalone pieces of content, and I'll give you a list now of what to expect. So episode 365, why your Facebook page isn't getting enough engagement and what to do about it. Episode 366, what to post on your Facebook page to get more engagement. Episode 367, why value posts aren't enough to get engagement on your Facebook page. Episode 368, how asking questions can help you get engagement on your Facebook page and how to ask brilliant ones. Episode 369, why opinionated content works well for your Facebook page and how to do it. Episode 370, how sharing personal experiences can boost engagement on your Facebook page. And episode 371, how to develop a Facebook page strategy. So if you'd like to take part in the challenge, if you'd like to take part in it live, or you'd like to work through the materials at your own pace if you're listening in the future, then head over to janetmurray.co.uk/Facebook Page Challenge. So it's janetmurray.co.uk/Facebook Page Challenge, and I will put that link in the show notes too. So you may be wondering what that birthday music is all about. Well, if you're listening to this episode around the time it goes live, so that's September 21st, 2019, then it's my birthday weekend and I'm giving away five really cool prizes for the challenge to celebrate. So those people who see the biggest increase in their engagement across the week will be able to get their hands on these five cool prizes. So I've got four event tickets and a bundle of my favourite business books to give away. So the event tickets are for Magic Maker Live. So that's happening in October 2019. I'm speaking at the event. It's a fab event for female entrepreneurs. Also giving away a ticket for my own live event, 2020 Sorted, my annual content planning masterclass that's happening in London in November 2019. Also giving away a ticket for Jessica Lorimer's Selling to Corporates event, or Converting Corporates it's called. So it's a fab event on how to sell more high ticket packages to corporates and big companies. And also I'm giving away a ticket to Andrew and Pete's Atomicon, which is a massive big conference, a digital marketing conference happening in Newcastle in April 2020. Also speaking at that one too. Then I've got that bundle of business books, so fab prizes on offer. So if you're not taking part in the challenge, you might have missed out on those prizes. But if you are, that's a little reminder that you could be a winner. So do make sure that you check your email, check into the challenge Facebook group. So make sure you put in your entry so you're in with a chance of getting one of those prizes. People love to share their experiences and advice, which is why more vulnerable personal content can work really well on your Facebook page. When you share personal content, over time you start to build up a narrative and you start to take people on a journey with you, and that can be so powerful. So I call this type of content, I know how this feels content, for obvious reasons. But just to give you an example, so in 2018, I trained for my fourth London Marathon. And when I got on the start line in April 2018, I had no reason to believe I wouldn't make it to the finish. It was a very hot day. In fact, it was the hottest London Marathon on record. I'm not very good in the heat, but I felt, because I was an experienced marathon runner and because I'd trained and because I was determined, I had no reason to think I wouldn't make it to the finish line. But as it was, I became really unwell and I took the really difficult decision to pull out of the London Marathon at mile 12. Now, when I shared that on my Facebook page, I got so much engagement, so much more engagement than I would have got if I was sharing something about my business. And here's why. I've been sharing that journey with my followers all year. So I've been sharing weekly updates about my training and photos. I've been talking about the fundraising that I was doing. So people were very much behind me. Some people were tracking me on their phone on the day. And even if you've never run a marathon, even if you have no intention ever of doing anything like that, you know how it feels to work towards a goal and to not meet that goal. You know what it's like to experience disappointment. So you could relate to me, or anybody reading that post could relate to me, and they could relate to the feelings that I was experiencing as a result of having to make that decision. Now, I just want to reassure you at this point that this is not about sharing your deepest, darkest secrets. It's not about airing your dirty laundry in public. It's about just being more personal and more real. And you get to choose the stories and the experiences that you want to share. There are certain stories or experiences I would never share on my Facebook page, but there are others, and particularly other experiences that I feel could be helpful for other people. So, for example, I've talked about my experience of miscarriage. I've talked about my experience of premature birth. So where you feel that you had an experience that sharing it could be helpful to somebody else, they're often the kind of topics that work best for you as long as you feel comfortable. So just to give you a few more quick examples. So one of my clients, Jennifer Hamley, until recently, she had a luxury handbag and accessories brand. And on the outside, it seemed like she was doing really brilliantly. She had a lovely website, a lovely looking brand. But actually behind it all, her and her husband, they didn't actually have a place to live. They were effectively homeless. So they were sofa surfing. They were house sitting for friends. And she really deliberated about this, but she made the decision to share that on her Facebook page. But she was scared that if she shared that things weren't quite so perfect as they looked on the surface, that her sales would suffer and people would think, well, I don't want to buy a luxury handbag from somebody who's homeless. Actually, when she was brave enough to share what was really going on in her life, she got so much support, she got so much engagement, and actually her sales went up quite dramatically. So when you're willing to be authentic, when you're willing to be vulnerable, when you're willing to be real, that's when you can really connect with your ideal customer. And also to reassure you that you don't need to get really deep or serious. Like one of my best performing posts on my Facebook page, personal post, was when I took a selection of my business headshots that I've had taken over the last 7 years or so. And I just created a gallery of them, and they just made people laugh. So it doesn't necessarily have to be anything deep or dark or serious. It can just be something personal that's amusing or funny. It doesn't need to be really, really serious. But do remember that people do like to do business with people. If you're willing to share a little bit of the person behind the business, you will get much better engagement on your page. And when people feel connected to you through a shared experience or a shared emotion, or they just feel like they can relate to your feelings, they'll be much more likely to want to become your customer. So if you're taking part in the Facebook page engagement challenge, I would love you to create one of these styles of posts. So this is the I Know How That Feels style Facebook post. And I would really encourage you to choose a topic that people will actually care about and make it really easy for people to respond. So if you've been listening to all of the podcasts in this series, or you've been taking part in the challenge, you'll know that we've covered, this is our fourth type of content we've covered. So we've looked at I Need to Know This Content, episode 367. I Know About That Content, 368. This Is What I Think, 369. And Now I Know How That Feels, 370. And in each of those episodes and for each of those styles of content, I've talked about making it easy for people to respond and having a single call to action. So with a post like this, you'll often want to say something like, this has been my experience. Have you experienced something like this? Or sometimes the story can be so powerful that you can almost just leave it there. But just think about, do you need to ask a question? Do you need to give a call to action? Do you need to get people to tell you whether they agree or disagree, or yes or no, or whether they've experienced something similar? Just have a look at your post, experiment. With this style of post, you might find that actually you can just tell the story and people will jump on and comment. But as with anything in your content and your marketing, you do need to experiment and see what happens. Little tip for you, photographs, video, images all work really well for these type of posts. Often a gallery of pictures can work really well. So do go and have a go at creating this type of post and see what kind of reaction that you get. I would love you to jump into our Facebook group if you've got any questions or you want to test out a few ideas. And don't forget as well to chivvy up your Facebook page engagement tribe and make sure that they're commenting, liking and sharing. And if you're listening to this and you're not taking part in the Facebook page engagement challenge, that's fine. Why not have a go at doing a post like this on your page and seeing what kind of response you get? All of this is about testing. So as you test out these different types of content, you'll find that some work better than others. You'll find that you might need to do a little bit of a tweak in the way that you've written them or the pictures you're using or the video that you're using. Like all of this stuff needs to be tweaked and needs to be tested. But if you try out these styles of content and you've got your Facebook engagement tribe on the case, commenting, liking and sharing, you should see an improvement in your Facebook page engagement and you should see it quite quickly. So I hope you found that useful. And remember, if you're not currently taking part in my Facebook page engagement challenge, it's not too late to join. Just head over to janetmurray.co.uk/Facebook page challenge. So that's janetmurray.co.uk/Facebook page challenge.
You've just been listening to The Janet Murray Show. If you enjoyed the show, you can show your appreciation by leaving a review on iTunes. And don't forget to head over to www.janetmurray.co.uk for more marketing tips that will help you make more money in your business.